Forces Radio, BFBS, I'm Chris Kay. A support programme for military veterans is aiming to improve the mental and physical well-being of older ex-forces personnel in this area. The project for the over 65s helps reduce isolation, increases social interaction, provides a creative outlet and promotes a healthy lifestyle. Chris Charles is ex-army and is now the Healthy Horizons officer for Richmondshire.
So I'm ex-military myself. I was in the Royal Corps of Signals as a tech sergeant. In the last few years, I've retraded to become a personal trainer and a nutrition coach, and I also work at a gym. I've particularly taken on this role because I want to give something back to the military.
And from a forces background as a kid as well, because I need to ask you about your listening to Forces Radio, BFBS, as a kid. You've got fond memories, right?
Yeah, so going back to when we lived out in Hereford, my bus journey to the secondary school up in Rintown was an hour and a half each day. And in the winter months, you'd just listen out for snow days every day, because if you were lucky, by 10 to 7, they'd be saying, and Ullmannstrasse, buses are cancelled. And so we'd got the day off school. It was great.
Excellent. So let's turn attention now to Healthy Horizons. So tell me what this project is then.
So there's two parts to it. It's part of a larger scheme called X Forces Support North Yorkshire, which is made of 14 partners across the county. The Healthy Horizons is run by Richmondshire District Council, and it's two parts to it. There's the step-by-step programme, which is me giving healthy nutrition advice and optional exercise. And then there's a pop-up shed, which is, instead of the physical side, it's more the mental side. You've got to think of it as an over-65s youth club. So people can come along and they can try their hand at wood turning, photography, creative writing. There'll be different artists coming in all the time. Or you can just go there and watch and socialise. You know, it's a chance to get out and meet new friends, that sort of thing. So that's why they're seeing it as a 65s youth club.
And tell me about your step-by-step programme then.
It's not to be thought of as weight loss, because a lot of people, particularly older people, are actually underweight. So I'm just giving good nutrition advice. Hopefully people will listen to it. Hopefully they'll learn, and hopefully they'll enjoy learning. There is a lot of things they wouldn't have thought about. They will find some of it surprising.
And there's more from Chris coming up next on The Forces Breakfast. More on the Healthy Horizons project in just a second. Lower Than Atlantis on Forces Radio, BFBS. So a project set up to improve mental and physical well-being is helping military veterans over the age of 65 in Richmondshire. The Healthy Horizons initiative aims to reduce isolation, increase social interaction, and encourages healthy lifestyle choices. Chris Childs offers nutritional advice as part of the programme and leads gentle exercise classes to help keep older ex-forces personnel active.
I was never a PTI in the army. We're not jumping in and starting straight at the deep end.
Yeah.
It's progressive, but more importantly, it's optional. You don't have to do it.
So how do you access all of this?
If you meet the eligibility criteria, which is over 65, ex-military, living in North Yorkshire, then you can either contact us if you're interested in the Healthy Horizons programme, or you can contact Community First Yorkshire, who are controlling all the partners. However, it doesn't have to be that specific person. So if you're listening and you're thinking, ooh, that's my dad or my granddad or my gran or my granny, you know, then you can contact us on their behalf, and provided they meet the eligibility, yes, we can get in touch with them and see if they're interested. Similarly, we also cater for carers, or if the beneficiary themselves is a carer, then they can bring along the person they're caring for.
And there's also going to be some taster sessions as well. Tell me about those.
So within the Healthy Horizons programme, what we've found from doing stands at Tesco's and things is there's a lot of interest in the slightly younger age, 60 to 65, which doesn't meet the eligibility criteria. But we'd like them to come along and just try the pop-up shed and try the step-by-step nutrition programme and see what they think to it. So there will be taster sessions. The pop-up shed will be similar to what they do every week, whereas the step-by-step nutrition, I will make it completely different to what you'll do, but it'll be a similar format so you get an idea of what goes on.
So as you get ready to launch this step-by-step element of it, I mean, in terms of the pop-up shed, I mean, what has the feedback been like for that?
People love it. It's really good. So you can come along at any time. It's open Wednesdays and Thursdays, 10 till 4. You don't have to go. If you want to go 3 weeks in a row and then take a break, you can. There's nothing mandatory about it. You can pop in, you can pop out. Hence, it's the pop-up shed.
Finally, then, what's the best way to get in contact?
if you're looking to get in touch with any of the scheme's partners across the county, you need to get in touch with Community First Yorkshire. They're based in York. Their phone number 01904 704 177, and their email is xforces, that's all one word, exforces@communityfirstyorkshire.org. But if you're more interested in the Healthy Horizons, which is the Richmondshire District Council programme, then it's 01748 829 100 and ask for Healthy Horizons, or email xforces, all one word, at richmondshire.gcsx.gov.uk.
Chris, thank you so much for being on Forces Radio BFBS today.
Thank you, Chris.